After a three-year run at SMU's tennis complex, the Dallas Open is set to leave, well, Dallas. The tournament's 2025 edition will be held in Frisco, marking a new chapter for the tournament. While Dallas has lost high-profile sporting events in the past, most notably, perhaps, the Brian Nelson, or maybe the Cotton Bowl, that's not exactly what happened here. SMU offered a top-tier tennis facility, but the Dallas Open's elevation to ATP 500 status necessitated significant upgrades. The university's Steislinger Alltech complex, with limited seating and parking, couldn't adequately support an event of this magnitude. This is where Frisco and the Dallas Cowboys come into play. The Star is more than just football. The Ford Center at the Star hosts Dallas Cowboys practices and high school and college football games. The venue is used for high school graduations and live performances, including country music concerts and ACM awards shows. From the get-go, the Star was always going to be more than just football. What Frisco is doing is developing a sports profile that benefits the community, financially as well as its quality of life, Josh Dill, assistant executive director of Visit Frisco, previously told Local Profile. The things we've been able to attract are long-run, stable operations. Frisco is called Sports City USA, and for good reason. Besides being home to the Dallas Cowboys world headquarters and practice fields, the city also has a minor league baseball team, the Rough Riders, its own basketball team, the Texas Legends, the Dallas Stars practice rink, and is home to the PGA of America and its championship courses. Tennis fans are next to get their fill. The Dallas Open's move to Frisco, announced on November 29, 2023, occurred soon after the ATP elevated the tournament to 500 status. The Dallas Open, taking place February 1-9, will feature a collection of elite players. Photo: Dallas Open. John Isner, a retired Wimbledon semi-finalist and the chairman of the Dallas Open Advisory Board, believed the tournament had the potential to thrive and become a long-standing tradition. Impressed by the Dallas Open's successful first 2 years, Isner helped make the push to secure a 500-level upgrade. Given his long-standing appreciation for Dallas's vibrant sports culture, it is unsurprising that Isner continues to heavily promote the tournament alongside the Cowboys. Hosting this prestigious tennis event at the Star will not only expand the Cowboys' hosting resume and enhance the ATP World Tour's profile, but it will also help the city of Frisco realize its aspirations. "We have built all of our facilities with the goal of hosting high-level sporting events of all kinds in Frisco," said Dill. "It's a significant win to host the elevated 500-level Dallas Open at Ford Center at the Star, and the multi-year partnership with the Dallas Cowboys will help us create a great experience for players and fans alike." Who to see this year? The Dallas Open, taking place February 1-9, will feature a collection of elite players. Leading the field is world number 4 Taylor Fritz, the highest-ranked American and a U.S. Open finalist. Three-time Grand Slam finalist Casper Ruud, ranked number 6, adds to the tournament's prestige. Defending champion Tommy Paul, a Grand Slam semi-finalist ranked number 11, will also be competing. Other competitors in the main event to keep an eye on are Francis Tiafoe, a two-time U.S. Open semi-finalist ranked 16th, and Ben Shelton, the youngest American in the top 20. An exhibition match, the Women's Tennis Classic, will showcase former Grand Slam champions Kim Clijsters and Martina Hingis on February 1.